what does the law say about taking part in an army or becoming a soldier in an army, a foreign army, which is perpetrating genocide and war crimes and crimes against humanity?
Yeah, so I think there are serious implications for the UK government, first of all, without going into the actual individuals themselves. Obviously, in January 2024, the International Court of Justice put all member states on notice that they shouldn't facilitate, aid or abet the genocide that was going on, the plausible genocide that was going on in Gaza. Now, clearly, the Foreign Office not monitoring, not tracking, not collecting intelligence on what British passport holders are doing in Gaza amid the genocide clearly has implications for the UK government. It's not sufficient for the Foreign Office to say, oh, well, we haven't collected any data on it, therefore we can wash our hands of it. That's not how international law works, unfortunately, for the Foreign Office, unfortunately for the likes of David Cameron, David Lammy, the Foreign Office Minister for the Middle East, Hamish Falconer, and so on and so forth. So that's I think the main point. But in terms of the individuals themselves, I mean, they could be prosecuted under universal jurisdiction potentially. But there's also the Foreign Enlistment Act in the UK, which is quite an antiquated law. I think it goes back to the 1800s. But it effectively says that it's illegal to fight for one army against another state that is at peace with the UK. Now, since the UK has recognised a Palestinian state, it would therefore seem to follow that those Britons serving for the IDF at war with the Palestinians should therefore be subject to criminal proceedings in the UK. Now, given it's such an antiquated law, it seems like relatively unlikely that that is going to be used, and if it is used, that it would actually be successful. But I think the broader issue is much more important. It's less about these individuals enlisting with a foreign army, right? It's more about that they're engaged in an active genocide. I'm not saying all of them, but certainly some of them have been engaged in an active genocide, the crime of all crimes.